Another bull cycle, another altcoin season. Whether it's right around the corner or months away, if we are new to the crypto space and are beginners looking to learn about how to navigate the altcoin space in DeFi or decentralized finance apps, this altcoin season preparation video will accelerate the learning curve. Together, step by step, in this ultimate DeFi navigation guide for beginners, we are going to cover the absolute minimum requirement on how to use a wallet to trade altcoins on a DEX or decentralized exchange. Because a lot of smaller and mid-cap altcoins are not on centralized exchanges like Coinbase, Kraken, and similar. So here's the deal. The difference between trying to traverse and navigate the deep, vast, unpredictable ocean that is the altcoin and decentralized finance space with the absolute bare minimum tools and information versus the complete array of tools and information available to us is like setting sail across an ocean with just a hull and single sail versus a robust ship equipped with multiple sails, a crow's nest, cannons, bulkheads, cargo holds, lifeboats, a captain, an entire crew. So which boat would you rather traverse a potentially treacherous ocean with? Exactly. This is why it's important for us to start practicing now with dipping our toes into the decentralized finance realm so we learn new skills to build confidence in our ability to explore, survive, and potentially thrive big time in the coming altcoin season together. Cool. So for all the impatient people with no attention span that just want a single hull boat with a single sail, we are going to go over the bare minimum steps out of order of the full and complete recommendations for getting into altcoins and DeFi. So patient ones, stick around to find out the safest, most secure order of operations. So single hull and single sail people, you'll need to set up your very own crypto wallet because we won't be able to truly own, trade, and manage altcoins if we are holding our funds and crypto on an exchange like Coinbase, Kraken, or similar. There are several types of wallets out there we can choose from, the most secure being hardware wallets like Tandrem Wallet. However, in another video in this series, we will discuss how I prefer to organize wallets I use for altcoin trading versus long-term holding. So be sure to like this video, subscribe to the channel, and turn the bell notification on to stay up to date on all of the latest videos. Amazing. So for the single hull, single sail altcoin navigation boat, here are the top three bare minimum steps to get started in altcoin trading and DeFi. Step one, download and install the Coinbase wallet browser extension. Create a new wallet, which we will go through step by step together later in this video. Step two, transfer some crypto to the wallet so you can pay transaction fees, which we will do step by step together later in this video. If you're interested in cryptocurrencies on the Ethereum network, you will need Ether to pay for fees. Or if you're interested in cryptocurrencies on the Solana network, you will need Solana to pay for fees, etc. And step three, connect the wallet to a DEX or decentralized exchange like 1inch, which we will do step by step together later in this video. 1inch offers the best fees because it is actually a decentralized exchange aggregator, which means it will automatically survey all of the available DEXs like Uniswap, SushiSwap, and more, and route your transaction automatically through the one with the best prices, making it cheaper to use than others due to efficiency of the protocol. So there you have it. Those are the three simple steps for a single hull, single sail DeFi degen boat to get started trading altcoins on decentralized exchanges. If safety and security of moneyed identity, data, crypto, and digital asset investments are not a priority for you. And for all the DeFi degens who followed these quick steps to set sail, and on step three, got this, sorry, you have been blocked. You are unable to access 1inch. Screen when trying to access 1inch. It's because of one of the most important additional steps we will cover in the rest of this video guide for those interested in outfitting the strongest, safest vessel possible to traverse the treacherous DeFi altcoin ocean. Hello, I'm Crypto Casey, and welcome to the Ultimate Altcoin Season Preparation Guide for Beginners. In this video, we are going to cover a combination of 9 important actions we can take and different tools, products, and services we can use to increase our chances of success this altcoin season. Let's hit it. Just to let everyone know, each action, tool, product, or service we go over is optional, and there are other alternative actions or providers we can all choose to go with. In this video, we will go over actions I personally did when getting into the altcoin and DeFi space, as well as products and services I use to secure and protect my investments, investment activity, identity, data, and more. Because unlike centralized exchanges, traditional stock brokerage accounts, bank accounts, and many other products and services we are accustomed to using, when we decide to get into the altcoin and DeFi space, we are completely alone. When I say we are building our own boat to navigate, survive, and hopefully, potentially thrive on, while traversing a treacherous ocean, we are quite literally building our own skill set and toolkit to interact with new speculative technology that no one person, company, government, or entity owns. This means there is no hotline you can call to help you if you get into trouble. There is no way to recover stolen funds from hackers, glitches, and user error for the most part. And everything that you decide to do in this space is completely your responsibility. As we always discuss on the channel, never gamble with money you cannot afford to lose. Only use money you are 100% okay with potentially losing, because altcoin trading and using decentralized financial apps is the same as playing around in a casino. Everything is at risk. So to mitigate as much risk as possible, these are the 9 actions I took in products, tools, and services I used when getting started in crypto. Step 1. First and foremost, invest in your very own cold storage hardware wallet, like Tangent Wallet. Software-based wallets like the Coinbase Wallet browser extension are hot wallets, which means the wallet's private keys were generated on a device connected to the internet, our computers. So these hot wallets are at greater risk of getting hacked, infected by malware, etc., which is why it's so important to invest in cold storage hardware wallets like Tangent Wallet that generates our wallet's private keys safely and securely offline. If you would like to learn more about how crypto wallets, addresses, and private keys work to better understand the technology, check out this video guide by clicking on the link above. Tangent Wallet is by far the easiest wallet to set up and use on the market right now. It's extremely affordable, the size of a credit card, multi-currency, multi-chain, and it's extremely user-friendly when interacting with DeFi or decentralized financial apps. Using the link below, you can get Tangent Wallet at a discount, so make sure to order one today. And when you receive it in a few weeks, check out this video guide about how to set it up and use all of its features by clicking on the link above. So until we receive our Tangent Wallet, throughout the rest of this guide, we will practice using the Coinbase Wallet browser extension. Step 2. If you do not have some form of malware protection on your computer, you're literally insane. In fact, if you don't, as soon as this video is over, you can get a free malware scan of your computer and then some malware protection at a nice discount using Malwarebytes. Malwarebytes is my personal favorite malware service solution, and using the link below, you can access the correct and official site, as well as save 25% off of their premium services. Try out their free malware scan and malware removal feature that comes with a 14-day trial of their premium services. Whether you choose Malwarebytes or another malware provider, all that matters is that you get your computer scanned, get any detected malware removed, and get your computer secured ASAP. Nice. Step 3. Use a fast, secure, crypto-friendly web browser that prioritizes privacy, like Brave Browser. I've been using Brave for years now since they first launched, and it's 3 times faster than Chrome. By default, it blocks trackers and ads on websites, which allows pages to load faster, saves battery life on your device, and saves mobile data costs on your phone. When switching to Brave, it's free. It only takes about 60 seconds to quickly import bookmarks, extensions, and saved passwords. It's the most crypto-friendly browser available, and that it has a secure browser native wallet built into it that allows us to buy, store, send, and swap crypto assets. And one of the best parts about the browser is their Brave Rewards, which allows us to earn crypto tokens for our attention if we decide to opt in to privacy-preserving first-party ads. So make sure to use the link below to access Brave's correct and official site to start using a faster, safer browser for all of our internet activity, while also further securing our altcoin trading and DeFi activities. Amazing. Step 4. To further protect ourselves as crypto investors, we should be using a VPN or virtual private network. If you tried to access 1inch and received the access restricted notice, it was because you need to use a VPN, like NordVPN, my favorite, which is a service that allows you to connect to public networks like Wi-Fi through an encrypted tunnel that protects your privacy while online. And it keeps your identity private by hiding your IP address and masking your location. So any data that passes through while your device is connected to the internet, like passwords, login credentials, and other sensitive information, is safe and you're able to access websites your country may otherwise be trying to censor from you. VPNs also prevent people, companies, etc. from watching and tracking your online activity. People in crypto are targeted by hackers. So as crypto investors, using VPNs can protect and secure our digital assets, as well as our privacy and more. Like I said, my preferred VPN provider is NordVPN. It's extremely easy to set up and very user-friendly. And if you use the link in the description area below to access the correct and official site, they are offering their services to our community at a discounted price. So scroll down, check them out. Nice. Step 5, Notice we are at step 5 and still haven't downloaded and set up a wallet yet. Check it out. Another step we absolutely 100% need to take before creating, accessing, and connecting our wallets to decentralized finance apps is by downloading and installing WalletGuard, a free browser extension designed to protect our crypto wallets from scams, hackers, fake websites, and more. In the last bull cycle, if I had known about WalletGuard, it would have saved me from losing over $20,000 worth of crypto from a fake scam website that was posing as an NFT project I was rushing around trying to get into. So believe me, it's worth the few seconds it takes to download for free for your recently installed Brave browser. WalletGuard is a security companion for all crypto wallets we are using with DeFi tools and transacting online so we can browse the internet and interact with Web3 more securely. Here's how it works. When interacting with DeFi protocols like Oneinch, WalletGuard will execute a phishing protection layer to ensure you aren't accessing a fake, duplicate, harmful site. And before verifying a transaction, a second layer of protection will execute that gives us a clear, human-readable message about what exactly will happen if we decide to verify the transaction, like if the site is trying to drain your wallet instead of executing a single trade, like what happened to me. So WalletGuard is basically an all-in-one security dashboard for Web3. So make sure to scroll down and use link below to access the correct and official site to download WalletGuard's free extension for your new Brave browser to protect your wallet and crypto assets on your altcoin trading and DeFi journey. Step 6. Now it's time to set up our own crypto wallet to interact with DeFi. Which, like I said, looking back, we can see there were 5 whole steps we took as someone looking to navigate the treacherous altcoin and DeFi scene as safely and securely as possible. With some cannons, a crow's nest, a crew, and more. More than just the single hole, single sale crowd who possibly decided to perform this step first. So the best way to access crypto DeFi apps or dApps and more is by using WalletGuard. So open the Brave browser, then open the WalletGuard browser extension, and on the navigation menu on the left-hand side, click on the dApp store option. In the search bar at the top, type in Coinbase Wallet, and then click on Coinbase Wallet here. Next, click on the Download Coinbase Wallet button, choose Download for Brave, then click Add to Brave, click Add Extension, and after a few seconds, we can see the Coinbase Wallet extension has been added to Brave. Great. Click on the Coinbase Wallet app icon in the top right-hand corner on the navigation bar here to open the extension and then click Create New Wallet. Next, you will see a screen that says Backup Your Wallet. Save these 12 words to a password manager or write them down and store in a secure place. Do not share with anyone. And below it, you will see the 12 words, which is your wallet's secret recovery phrase that can be used to recover access to your crypto if you lose your computer, switch to a different wallet, or similar. Save these 12 words in a secure location. I recommend somewhere offline and never share them with anyone, because if someone came across the 12 words, they could easily download a crypto wallet to their phone, enter the words, and have access to all of your crypto in the wallet in just a few minutes or less, and steal all of your funds by sending it to another wallet you do not have access to. Again, please take 20 minutes to watch my complete guide about how crypto wallets work in order to further understand the importance of keeping your crypto wallet's secret recovery phrase a secret, because anyone with these words can use them to access your crypto and steal it all in a snap. So back up your secret recovery phrase manually offline, like by writing it on several pieces of paper in different geographical locations until your Tangem cold storage hardware wallet arrives. Nice. So write down the 12 words, then check the box that says, I understand that if I lose my recovery phrase, I'll lose all of the crypto in my wallet. Then click continue. Next, we will see a screen that reiterates you saved it, right? And requires you to verify that you saved your secret recovery phrase by selecting the first and then the last 12th word, then click submit. Then we will need to create a password. Set a password to unlock your wallet each time you use your computer. And remember, this password cannot be used to recover your wallet. Only those 12 words can. So enter a password with at least 8 characters with at least one number. Verify the password, check the box agreeing to the terms and privacy policy, then click submit. And amazing, your wallet is ready. If you want, you can claim a free username or you can choose to do it later. And here we are. Welcome to your new Coinbase browser extension wallet. Step 7. Connect the wallet to WalletGuard to verify it and run a security scan. Before sending funds to our new wallet, let WalletGuard do its magic. Open Brave browser, then open WalletGuard and click the green Connect Wallet button at the top right-hand corner here. Then click Connect Wallet again here on this screen. Choose Coinbase Wallet, then click Connect. Click Verify a Wallet, Click I am not a robot. Select images to verify you are a robot. Then click verify. Then on this screen, click sign. And finally, click scan now to run your first security scan on your new wallet. Wallet Guard will scan your wallet to ensure assets in the wallet are safe by checking for high-risk approvals, transaction history analysis, hacks and exploits, your wallet version is up to date, and more. And if all goes well, congratulations, your wallet is in excellent health. Step 8, transfer crypto to the wallet. Now, as we discussed before, we need to send some Ether to the wallet in order to pay for transaction fees on the Ethereum network, or Solana to pay for transaction fees on the Solana network, etc. Tap Add Crypto, and we can choose to buy or transfer from our Coinbase Exchange account, or transfer from another wallet. Instead of linking our Coinbase Exchange account in order to keep everything as secure as possible, we are going to select transfer from another wallet, and then using the copy button to copy the wallet's Ethereum address, or clicking the QR code button to show the QR code to scan to send Ether to it, we can get started. So we are going to transfer some Ether together to this wallet from the Coinbase Exchange. Open the Coinbase Exchange app on your cell phone, and if you haven't yet, buy some Ether. And once you have Ether, tap the transfer button, then tap send crypto. Select Ethereum, then choose send via Ethereum network, which is the default. Tap the QR code symbol here, and then position your phone to the computer screen to scan your Coinbase browser extension Ethereum wallet address. Tap continue, choose the amount you want to send. I always recommend sending a small amount first to make sure everything is working and good to go. Then tap preview, make sure everything looks good. Then tap send now. And after a few minutes, here we can see the Ether we transferred is now in our new Coinbase browser extension wallet, which we can use to exchange for other cryptocurrencies on the Ethereum network, as well as pay for transaction fees to perform the trades. Sweet. Now, for the moment we've all been waiting for. Step 9, trading on DEXs. Time to get familiar with using a DEX or decentralized exchange. Like we discussed at the beginning for the single hull, single sail DGENs, connect your new wallet to 1inch exchange after you've transferred a few ETH to it, and practice exchanging it for an altcoin. In another video in this altcoin season preparation series, we will go more in depth step by step on using DEXs dedicated to just that. So make sure to like this video, subscribe to the channel, and click the bell notification to stay up to date on all of the latest guides. In this video, we are going to do a brief overview of the steps we can take to practice buying different altcoins using a DEX like 1inch, so we can get an idea of how simple, quick, and easy it is to use decentralized exchanges to trade Ether for altcoins. So fire up NordVPN and connect to a server outside of your country so your connection is private, secure, and you're able to access 1inch, like Sweden. And now that we are connected, let's open Brave Browser. Then open Wallet Guard, click on Dapp Store, and then click on 1inch website. Once the website loads, click Launch Dapp. And then in the top right-hand corner, click Connect Wallet. Choose Coinbase Wallet, tap Connect, and then we can see here our wallet address and Ether balance. In the middle of the screen here, under the UPay field, we can select which cryptocurrency we are going to exchange for another, like ETH versus wrapped ETH, Tether, USDC, etc. Since we have Ether in the wallet, we are going to use ETH. And underneath, in the UReceive field, we can select a token we would like to trade for our Ether, like Beam, for example. Click Import next to the correct token, and then a warning will pop up letting us know anyone can create any token, including fake versions of existing tokens. By importing this custom token, you acknowledge and accept the risks. Check the Accept box and click Import. Next, we're going to enter the amount of ETH we want to exchange for Beam. To practice, I'm going to trade about $30 worth of ETH for Beam. And also keep in mind that we need additional ETH in the wallet to pay for the transaction fees. Ethereum network fees are pretty expensive due to demand. So we're looking at spending about $50 to buy $30 worth of Beam. Yeah, ouch. Ethereum is the most popular network for cryptocurrencies, which is why we are covering it in this guide. Layer 2s built on Ethereum, like Arbitrum and Polygon, have much cheaper transaction fees, as well as other blockchain networks like Solana, Avalanche, etc. So for guides on how to use other networks in this altcoin season preparation series, make sure to like the video, subscribe to the channel, and click the bell notification to stay up to date on all of the latest content. Cool. Now it's time to perform the swap of ETH for Beam. Click Swap, agree to the terms and conditions by clicking Sign and Proceed, and then our trusty Wallet Guard app steps in to tell us exactly what we are signing and exactly what will happen if we sign and complete the transaction. Read everything carefully, and then click Continue. Next, click Sign, click Confirm Swap, Walgard will step in again to show you in plain English what's about to happen, which is that we are sending around $30 worth of ETH to exchange for around $30 worth of Beam. Click continue. Make sure everything looks good, especially keeping an eye on the transaction fees, because there have been times on the network where fees are outrageous, like hundreds of dollars. And if you have a lot of ETH in the wallet and are only trying to buy $100 worth of something and don't realize the network fee is like $500, you could lose a lot of money you probably would not have chosen to lose if you were paying attention to the fees. So once everything looks good, click confirm, and the transaction has been sent. We can view it on Etherscan to watch the progress, which is pending. And after a minute or so, back here on 1inch, we can see the swap was successful. And if we click on our wallet here, we can see the $30 worth of Beam and the balance of our ETH after the swap and network fees. Amazing! And congratulations. Welcome to DeFi. It may seem kind of new and crazy at first. However, it's a lot like riding a bike. I can tell you how to ride a bike, show you how to ride a bike. You can read about riding a bike. But at the end of the day, you need to get on the bike and ride it yourself to learn. So set aside some play money to start practicing trading on a decentralized exchange like 1inch to prepare for the incoming altcoin season. Nice. Here's a couple bonus tips that will keep us organized throughout altcoin season. One, set up portfolio tracking. This was one of the biggest mistakes I made when first trading altcoins and using DeFi apps, not setting up portfolio tracking until a lot later on in the game. It created an absolute organizational nightmare because over time we create and use multiple wallets, make lots of trades, and do all kinds of stuff if we really dig deep into crypto, altcoin, and the DeFi space. So I urge you to start setting up portfolio tracking ahead of time. That way your life will be much simpler and easier, believe me. CoinStats is a top-rated portfolio tracker that we can connect our wallets safely to and securely to view our holdings, our NFTs, charts, transactions, open orders, and more. To check it out, access the correct and official site using the link below. And one of the other important things setting up portfolio tracking helps us with is keeping track of taxes, which brings us to bonus tip number two, taxes. When trading altcoins, there are a ton of tax implications like gains, losses, etc. that we need to carefully track and report to stay compliant. I recommend using CoinLedger to help us maintain accurate trading records, understand how much taxes we will owe from our gains, or what kind of losses we can claim, all while saving us time and helping us maximize our tax returns. So scroll down and use the links below to access their correct and official site. And also, I highly, highly, highly recommend consulting with and hiring a CPA or accountant who is an expert in crypto taxes. My personal accountant, Lorenzo, has saved me a ton of time and money over the past few years. So if you're experiencing massive gains in altcoin trades, you will absolutely pay less for an accountant than you would otherwise have to pay to the IRS. So I highly recommend hiring one. And if you'd like a free consultation with my accountant, Lorenzo, scroll down and use the link below to schedule one today. Awesome. If you'd like to increase your chances of experiencing nice gains from knowing when to buy and sell altcoins using the money line, check out this video. If you would like to finally have that eureka moment about how cryptocurrency wallets, seed phrases, and private keys work, check out this video. And to get your very own Tangible wallet, click on the link on the screen. Like and subscribe for more. Be safe out there.